خويدش
اتغيرت غالبا هذا اشتغل
مالي سمخة بالذات الشيء. اوكي. ايه نعم not sure what to do. The last week, I don't know, we discussed the musag of Shalom Aleichem, of why we say Tzeischem L'Sholem. We spoke last week about the two types of Miris Ponim, the Miris Ponim that came to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi on Erev Shabbos. He would sit and he was Doimel HaMalach Hashem Tzavakos, and we said, that's Erev Shabbos, because Kedusha Shabbos, Ashur Shechina, has a different Haris Ponim. There's the Haris Ponim of Hashem himself, of the Ashur Shechina. What Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi had on Erev Shabbos, that wasn't the Haris Ponim of Shabbos. That's where I think we ended, yeah? It could be we're showing the distinction between the how the Malachim on Shaykh, the Chlal to Shabbos, and yet we have that Shaykhus. So maybe let's see that, and then I'm thinking we should do this Agol. There's a long Agol, yeah, but there's a Ma'od Manyen. I have to take it slowly and patiently. Well, yes, very interesting stuff. Not connected so much to Shabbos, more connected to the Musog of Malchus. Is very interesting stuff. There. So maybe we'll do that. Let's see. Let's see how we finish off here. Amdat Chav Tes. If we did this last week, just remind me, stop me. But I don't know if we did this. He says like this: Bilel Shabbos. Piyut Sholem Aleichem Malachi Ashores, Mesaimim Veoimrim Tseischem Lesholem Malachi Ashalom. I don't think we did this. We all know we sing Sholem Aleichem, and then the last stickle there in the Sholem Aleichem is the Tseischem Lesholem Malachi Ashalom. We're saying goodbye to the Malachim. The Malachim have come into your home, brought a certain Kedusha into your house, and now they're leaving. Lechayre Lamashi Yetzia Malachim. Why are you telling them to go? So he says, "B'shem the Chofetz Chaim, yeah, Shiboichem l'Sholem klapim Malachi Shabbos, v'tzeischem l'Sholem klapim Malachi Chol." Ad kan, divrei Hakodesh of the Chofetz Chaim, that the Malachim that come in, the two Malachim that come in with you, the Malachim of Shabbos and the Malachim of Chol. So you welcome the Malachim of Shabbos because they're going to stay, and the Malachim of Chol are now leaving. You could say also that the reason why the Malachim leave is because they have no shaykhs to Suda Shabbos, that they're not shaykh to Shabbos. Adarech madik siv ba'avodas ponim v'kol adam lo yeh ba'oil moed b'boi lechapa b'kodesh. Amru Chazal b'midroshim afilo oisim shekosuvim v'dmus pneim pnei adam lo yeh ba'oil moed. No one's allowed to go into the oil moed. Ainu gam ha-malochim, shebamokim ha-shor shechina, ein le-malochim knisa. It is ha-shor shechina, the malochim aren't allowed to go in. So there by the oil moed, where there's ha-shor shechina, so the malochim, Moshe Rabbeinu goes in, but the malochim can't go in, because they're not allowed to go where there's ha-shor shechina. So if on Shabbos, where there's ha-shor shechina, as a le-malochim, that's not the place for the malochim, they have to leave. On Shabbos, when the Malachim escort a person home from shul, when you're about to make the Suda's mitzvah, the Shabbos Suda, the Suda of very high elevated things, with Ashur Shechina, that's like the Loshon of the Arizal there, that's what that Suda is. In the Arizal, I don't know what this means, the Kabbalah, I don't know, well, that's what he says. The Suda, the Chakel Tapuchin Kedishin, that's Malchus, whatever, okay, I don't know what that means. As Boa Bait and Lagdish, when that's about to happen, when you're about to have a Suda, which is Malchus, which is the Gilo of Malchus, which is the Hashor Sashchin in the world, Shalom Lachim Letzeis to Sholem, Kubah the Malachim, Slicha, that's not for you. Shavog Shashchina, Inu Kedai, the Malachim, Eloisham. El Arak Yisrael Am Kroiver. The only ones that can be when there's Ashur Sashchina is Am Yisrael Am Kroiver. But the Malachim, how Kodesh and how elevated, whatever they are, aval ein makom bishvilem b'Ashur Sashchina, therefore they have to leave, like by the oil moed. Ban Borachaim HaKodesh, da 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 da, fun, so Malachim lo yeshu ki hu lemale ma'ilam malachim. Our Suddus Shabbos is way above the worlds of the Malachim. Fine, etc. etc. Malachim Shel Yisrael Akrim. Okay, fine. So that's the reason why we say Tzeischem L'Sholem. They come into your house. The Malachim are very Kodosh. They bring an enormous Kedusha into the house. That's for sure. But now there's a bigger Kedusha. There's a Kedusha, not just bigger, a different Kedusha Lagamre. There's a Shor Shechina coming into the house now. So then we ask the Malachim nicely, please, to go outside, to leave, because they can't stay. So, because the Malachim can't have, they don't have Sheikhas. They can't be around with the Shor Shechina. It's not appropriate. That's a very intimate moment, which is only for Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everybody else has to leave the room. Okay, fine. So that's the end of that Perek Lamaisa. We'll start Perek Dalad. That's the next tickle. So we can go straight there. But I'm gonna maybe do it like this. We'll start the Hagor. If we see that it's too much and that we're mobiling and we're not getting anything out of it, then maybe we'll leave it. Okay, that's okay. I'll start it. And if there's a law lech, then we have Seata Dishmaya. There's stuff here, my odd man, yeah. Odd Palm love gafta to Shabbos. It's more kosher to Malchus itself, but you'll see the more odd. I think we have enough Kalim right now. We've learned enough, I think, to be able to go through this. But if you see that it's getting a bit too much, then we'll see. We'll take what we can, like we do with everything, and move on. So he says, V'yetzi sheva Malchus yesh shnei inyonim. As we've said before, there's two aspects to Malchus. Ma shekvoide shel melech mizgale al yaday ha'am. This will also help to solidify some of the understanding we've had. You'll see it again and again in different aspects. It makes it more real. The first aspect of Malchus is that which the covenant of the Melech is revealed by the nation. And then that aspect of the covenant of the nation, which is lifted up and elevated, and the name is changed and elevated, via the Melech, was there Keter Malchus. Those are the two aspects of Malchus: the Keter, the crown, that which is above. The crown's on top of the system; it's out of the system; it's above. That's Hashem's aspect of Keter, and then there's Malchus, his revelation, and he's being involved in the world. We mentioned this many times. The king has to be separate, different, removed from the nation, because if he's just part of the nation, he's like everybody else. We'll see now. That's what a Goyisha king is. So he has to be separate, he has to be different fundamentally, but at the same time, he has to be down here and involved. You need both those aspects. That's called Keter Malchus. In Brich Shmei, when you take out the Sefer Torah, you say Brich Kisrach Vaasrach. That's the same Musag. The Kisrach is the Keter, the Asrach is his place, is the place where he's down here. Keter Zeh, his Galus HaMelech. The Malchus Hanu Maile Sa'am. So now he's looking at it slightly different. We're making a slight shift here. You'll see how this is very interesting. Keter, there's his Galus HaMelech. When the king walks into a room and he's wearing a crown, what tells you he's a king? The crown. The crown is the Giloy that there's a king. And the Malchus, that's the new quality that the nation now has because they're part of, they have a Melech. Before it was just a bunch of individuals. You had Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Now there's a Melech, so now they become Yehudim. They become Am Yisrael. You united, that's the Malchus. Shemit Alim Aledeh Malchus. You get elevated. You become a higher creature. You become part of something much more elevated. You stay the same, but you're now different because you're part of something which the Melech has brought into the world. So Mistava Shafal Pisha Bakol Malchus Yesh Shnei Eile. Every Malchus has these two dimensions, but you'll see there's something very fascinating there. There's a very big difference when the Melech is Melech the Shemaya, when the Melech is Hashem, higher king, and the Melech down here. Where exactly is the Degesh? Where is the emphasis of the Malchus? The Malchus is the Ara, Shela Umois. Sof, a melech einu na'ale be'etzem misharam. In essence, this king, he's any more elevated or any more special than anybody else? In essence, no. He's the same boss of Adam, he's the same person as everybody else. ועל כן איקה הדגשת, המלכוס היא מה שהמלך והמלכוס מרים עם קרן העם ונוסנים ביטוי לכללוסום. The Iker expression of Malchus here is not in the Melech, it's in the Am. He's the same as everybody else, but he's a Melech. We'll see now what that means. He's a Melech, right? So he, where do you put the emphasis when you look there? You see, well, what's the special about this Melech? In essence, he's the same as everybody else, but he's a Melech. So what's the Iker revelation of the Malchus in this person? Is the nation. There's now a nation. They're now Parsi. They've now been elevated to a new darga, and they're now called British. Or they're now called Americans, whatever. Yeah. Before it was Reuben and Shimon. Now he's American. We'll see that. We'll remember the moshul of the table. We'll see now. But the king himself is not anything called kach miyuchad. He just happens to be appointed to be the guy that's got the job of uniting the nation. So that's what he does. Val al yedei kein kol yochid mevateh es haklal v'nikra shem haklal. Each individual now expresses, represents the nation, and is called by the name of the nation. That's a quality that each member of the nation now has. So the Iker emphasis of Malchus Da'ara, our kingships down here, Boss of Adom kings, is the elevation of the nation. That's the Iker. If you look at the system of Melech and Am, you see what's changed. The arms become an arm of the king, not much anything special going on with him. Masha'en kein lin and Malchus Shamayim. Malchus Shamayim is very different. Afo pishag amayla sa'am hi yasod God of Malchus. For sure, the elevation and the new quality and the unification of the nation is obviously a big part of Malchus. That for sure. Aval ika tachlisi adarab. The ika tachlis is the opposite. The Iker expression of Malchus, when it's Malchus Shemayim, is the nation expresses kovet to the Melech. Shel yedei Am Yisrael, via us, Hashem is baruch meshro shchinose b'toich ha'olam. Through Klal Yisrael becomes an Am, we become something, we become elevated, we get a new quality because we have a Melech. Where's the Iker emphasis of this Malchus? Dashro Shchina is the fact that we bring the revelation of Hashem into the world. Ukamoshul beisachatunot, the moshul we saw by the wedding. Sha'ika einu asuda. For sure, when the chosen comes into the room, the suda has changed. When the king comes into the world, the nation's changed. Yeah, the nation is the suda, and the king is the chosen in our moshul and our nimshul. Yeah. So for sure, when the Chosen comes into the ulam, into the hall, so for sure this whole suda's changed. There's not just little bits and pieces of a suda. There's bread and there's music and there's decor and there's no, there everything comes together as a suda's mitzvah, but that's not the Iker. The Iker is there's a chosen. The Iker, there's now a chosen in the room. The same with Hashem. For sure, the Malchus of Hashem, the Keter of Hashem, is to elevate, unite, to make a new nation here. But that's not the end purpose. The end purpose of a secular physical goyish world down here with a king and a rulership is that there should be a nation. There should be a nation. It's not about the covet of the melech. You may need covet of the melech in order to maintain authority, but that's not the ikki. The ikki is that there's a nation. The king's like everybody else. He just got a special job. Masha'en kain in the Malchus Shemayim, the ikki is that there should be a shor shchina. That there should be a gilu of the melech through the am. It's very different. That's the chosen. What's the ikke at the chasana? There's a chosen. What's the ikke in Malchus Shemayim? There's Hashem. Not the bread rolls. Not the suddas mitzvah. That's not the ikke. The choshuv, you have to have that. No one's saying not. But the ikke, I think that's quite poshut, yeah? So he just says something here in parenthesis, Mamo Odman Yen. I don't know if you know this, but through all of history, great despotic dictator kings have always set themselves up as gods. Always bothered me, Lama. Ada Yomazeh. The Paro, what was Paro's kunz? That he had to pretend to be a god. He had to go through all unbelievable lengths to fool people into being a god. Wow, just be a very powerful despotic king. What's your problem? The Chire Melech Tzu, Unevechunetze, the Kisre Reimi. They all had to be gods. Until there was the coup in Nepal as well. The king of Nepal was an incarnation of a god. He was a god. He had to be a god. Of course. You've got an army. You've got power. What do you have to be a god for as well? You want to be a despotic, terrible, abusive king, so do it. Why do you have to pretend to be a god? No, that's a good question. No, what do they need it for? Some more ego trip, more covered. It bothered me. I didn't know. I couldn't understand what was driving that. There must be something behind it. So he says, yeah, gewaldig. So he says like this. He says, the blize be'emes malchusa mochetzi dover. If he's just like everybody else, which he is, be'emes, yeah? He has a bit more money, he's a bit more power, he's a bit more of a meshuganah, so he's more driven to go into a power position. Well, he's the same as everybody else at the end of the day. You see that. Saddam Hussein terrorized the world for how long? In the end, he was just a piece of boss of a dom, and they found him in a hole in the ground. He had nothing. There was nothing there. He had no more than the villagers whose house he was hiding out, and he was the same as them. Abel Kolzman, he was the king. He was a very powerful man. Very powerful. What does he have to be a god for? Mamatzrichlot God. Because without that, Ika Malchusila Tzerecha Am Velola Kovad HaMelech. Kolzman, you're not God. Then the reason why you're a melech is to serve the nation, not for you. It's in order for the first part, it's for the Suda, it's for the nation to be elevated and raised up to something new. Aval rak heichan shel melech yesh lo elokus, when the melech has some godly dimension, as ikatachli samalchus who covered a melech. So Kolzman, you're just a melech, you're a piece of boss of a dom like everybody else, and you're the melech. So then it's not about you. The Malchus isn't about you. It's not about the Kovad HaMelech. It's about the Am. No, if you're a narcissistic, despotic dictator like a Paro, that's not good enough. I don't want it to be about you. It's not about you. It's about me. No, you want to be a Melech like that? Well, that's only if you're a God. That doesn't work.
But I have a question. Yeah. Yes. We say that the king, they are in the hand of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They are not 100% free to make what they want. That means they take also the power from the people, from the Am. So which is the first? It's the Melech elevates the nation, or it's a nation who elevates the king? That means we say we have the dirigents that we have as truth. That means if we are good people, we have... like Moshe Rabbeinu, if we are bad people, it's a king which is not so good. So I don't know in which way it's working. In perhaps two ways, I don't know.
For sure it works in two ways. Both these things are there all the time. The question is, that's what he said, Eifa Degesh, where's the emphasis?
Yeah.
Any system of Malchus for sure has both these aspects. That's not an argument. Yeah? Let's just use the chasana as a marshal because it's a nice, easy marshal without getting too complicated. For sure, a chasana has two things. There's the suda, which changes because the chosin arrived. Before the chosin comes, it's just there's bread and there's chicken and there's music and there's an asa, there's balloons and flowers. Well, it's not yet a suda's chasana, yeah? It's just it's a restaurant, bonagir, yeah? When the chosin comes in, that aspect, which is parallel to the Am, that changes. That Suda, which was just the meal, has now become a chasana, for sure. That happens, yeah. But there's something more there. There's a chosanya, there's a kingya. So those two are always there. Question is, where's the degesh? Where's the emphasis? So in the, I don't know if I can answer your question. It's a deep question. I don't know, but I'm just trying to get things back into place here. So by a human king, the emphasis is on the Suda, the emphasis is on the Am, that he takes loose bits and pieces of people and he unites him as an Am and he elevates the Am, but it's not about him. For sure he's there and he's a king and he's above the Am, otherwise he's not a Melech. But he's no different to the other people in the nation. He's fundamentally the same. You want to become a king, become a king. How did you change from me? You know, you're the same. You've got a new job. You got elevated. You have more power because the law of the land gives you more power. But you be'etzem have stayed the same. Nachon? So the ikka of the gilu of the malchus there is for the nation. Masha'en kain in Hashem situation, the Am is there to bring the kovod of the melech into the world. It's about the melech, not about the am. Now, for sure, it's about the am as well. Of course, it's about the am. It's always about the am and the melech. About where's the emphasis? So with malchus shemayim, the emphasis is on kovod the melech. So by a secular, by a human king who understands this, he knows it's not about him. It's not about his kovod. It's about what's good for the people. And you had kings like that. You had kings who ruled like that, not for themselves. They ruled for the nation. You had good rulers, very few. Human history is, you look long and hard to find benevolent dictators and kings who understood that they were there to serve the nation. But it wasn't about their kovod. For sure, there was their aspect as well. That is, the melech has to have certain kovod, for sure. He has to be separate and different from the am, otherwise he can't rule. But that's what it was about. It was about the nation. With Hashem, for sure it's about the nation as well. No question. Am Yisrael becomes a whole new people. We become, it's very important for Klal Yisrael. But ultimately, it's about kovod shemayim. Now, once again, I don't want to get into Hashem doesn't need kovod. It's not his kovod in a chinami. It's all for us at the end of the day. But in the aspect of malchus, what's being megaleth through the malchus is the melech, not the am. Am as well, but that's not the emphasis. Yeah? Now you're saying to me, in Achinami, every ruler, every melech, every ruler has a certain aspect of malchus shemayim. I'll tell you something fascinating. I'll tell you something mind-boggling. This is not my idea. I heard this from the Miro Shashiv, from Rav Grudny in his last month's Vad. He said a moidika thing. I think it was in the Vad, or maybe he gave a shiur somewhere else, Lozoche. But he said a moidika thing, unbelievable thing. Spine chilling, and it mamash touches on this. If we see a goyisha king, what's the halacha? You have to make a bracha, no? Shenoson mikvoidoi labosav adam, yeah, kvoidoi, ken. The Talmud Chochem is chachmosoi. Mashu kaze, you make a bracha. Now, whatever, if this is a sort of a roshadika king, still you make a bracha. Wow, was it kashur sham goyisha king to me? Because that's how a person gets a taste, a touch of what's called Malchus Shemayim. It's a marshal. It's a marshal for Malchus Shemayim. You see a king, you see someone with power, you see someone with glory. So there's a marshal. You have to, that's how we, how else do you connect to Malchus Shemayim? The Torah tells you, you see a king, even if he's a goy, even if he's not such a nice guy, you make a brocha, make a brocha. Huh? Moridik, moridik. What happens when there's a hashpola? What happens when the musag of malchus, the ara, yeah, is mushpal, is broken? It affects our ability to appreciate kovod shemayim. So you said, I mean, if you're an American, this makes more sense and more reality, but even if you're not, everybody remembers Nixon, yeah? Everybody here remembered Nixon. I don't care how old you, everyone's heard of Nixon, yeah? That was the impeachment and the whole thing, yeah? So Rav Grudny said he was a young Avreich, maybe, or he was a Bocha, I don't know, whatever. He was on his way somewhere, and he stopped into his father. His father was a Goyin Olam. His father was the Mir Rosh Yeshiva in America. Rav Grudny was a Goyin Olam, Talmud Chochem Gadol. He arrived at his father's house, and to visit whatever, he said he was going somewhere, he popped in to visit. And he said he could see his father was Ma'od. You couldn't talk to him. So he said, Imma, what's wrong with Abba? Is he okay? She said, you can't talk to him. He's beside himself. He was crying. He was mamish upset. What happened? Ma korepo. So he said, Abba, what's going on? Ma baya, whatever. He said, they've been pogaya kovod shemayim. He said, who's been pogaya? What are you talking about? He said, malchus. They've destroyed the whole musag of malchus in this country. What will be left? Then impeach Nixon, no savos, what's the big deal? No, they've taken a musag of malchus, of rulership, of authority, and they've destroyed that. Nothing good can come from that. He was a Russian Nixon, he didn't. I'm not going into that. About the musag of malchus, which is where we get our handle onto malchus shemayim from, that's been destroyed. He was beside himself. That's the istatut of an Adam Godel. We wouldn't. Yeah, talking about Nixon, whatever. Trump, for example. Yeah, not exactly the paragon of a Baal Musa, of somebody, whatever. You like him, you don't like him. He did good, he didn't go. No, that's not the point. Avdi himself is not exactly the tzaddik yisodailo. Aval, what happened in America now? And again, it was a pegia in Malchus Shemayim. What happened yesterday, that last week with Netanyahu, with the courts and everything? You agree, you don't agree? I'm not going into the Nukudas. I'm not about what's happened, what a Ben Torah needs to understand, what you see from Rav Rudni, what an Onam Godel his taklut is. Yes, po begir, but covered Malchus Shemayim, and we have to mechazak ourselves in that. Because ultimately, you know where it's pogaya? It's pogaya nimunus chachomim. What we have here as a representation of Malchus Shemayim is imunus chachomim. We have gedoyle Torah, we have gedoyle Olam, who because of their Torah are more connected to the Ratzon Hashem than everybody else. They have a din of melech, like Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech. Yeah. And when you have a pegia in Malchus, how that affects us is our imunus chachomim gets affected. Our imunus chachomim gets damaged. A person has to be very careful of that. Ma'od mod musukan. Ma'od musukan. Be very, very careful with that. You can get all involved in the politics of imunus chachomim and the philosophy of imunus chachomim and the blogs of imunus chachomim. You can get all caught up in that gewaldig. But at the end of the day, you have to know that today we don't have kings and queens of goyish or kings and kings. You can go make get on an aeroplane and go see the king of somewhere. Ain't no bear music. Maybe you can go to Dubai now. Maybe they've got a king there in that Arab place. Or you can make a broch on the Arab king there. Saudi Arabia has a king, so maybe today you can go there. Well, we don't have it today. We live in a democracy where everything's equal, everything's mushpal. The mosag of Malchus is not in the world, and it affects us. And it affects us in our imunus chachomim. That's where it gets. Adkan Rav Rudni, I'm just giving you over what I heard from him last week. Well, that's the Nukudaya. The mussag of Malchus, by the way, is not for the king, not for him. But he does represent a certain amount of Kavod Shemayim in the world. He's Leiv Malachim Beyad Hashem. Hashem manhigs the world. And Hashem determines how this Melech is going to behave and conduct himself, for sure. But that's not where the Gilu of the Melech is. The Gilu of the Kavod Shemayim is through Am Yisrael. We'll see. We'll speak about it now a little bit. We're running out of time, but we'll speak about it a little bit. There's this interplay all the time between the Chosin and the Suda, between the Melech and the Am. But the Goyim, the Iker, is the Am. The Melech is just there as a unification of making the Am into something unified. And he's a Melech, but he's not the Iker. But Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu lifts us up and makes us an Am, but it's a different Am. The purpose of this Am is to reveal the Kavod Shemayim in the world. Is to reveal the Melech in the world and to give cover to the Melech. So it's a different emphasis. Okay, I don't know how to answer your question specifically. That's the Noseya. There's a deep interrelationship between the cover of the Melech, the Melech Ta'ara, and the Malchus Shemayim. Because he's like a marshal of that. But at the end of the day, in the Sugi of Malchus, which what we're dealing with now, is Klal Yisrael is Megala, the Kavod Shemayim, whereas by the Goyim, the king is there for the nation, not the other way around. We will see, we'll deal with Avdus as well. You'll see that as well. It's also an interesting why we call Moshe Rabbeinu Eved Hashem. Being an Eved in secular terms is a bad thing, not a good thing. We'll see. Okay. I was odd man yet that Rav Rudni was worried about Nixon's impeachment because that's a pogay in Malchus. Who thinks that the president of America is anything with Malchus? No, that's Malchus. We don't call it a king anymore. We call it a president. There's a Congress. There's a senator. His hands are tied behind his belt. Never matter. It's an authoritative thing. And when you start being pogay in the authority, a call alech. And it's very fashionable, Very fashionable, Anarchy and freedom. And, the ma'od musukan for a Jew. Not poshut at all. Person has to be very careful. Oh, so let's just finish off here. Yeah? Shabbos gives to Am Yisrael their name and their definition. The name of a Yid, we got our name, which was Chal, there was the Chalois by Matan Torah. Only someone who's Makabal Olch Malchus Shemayim, who's Makabal Olch Torah, he becomes called with Hashem's name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ahei Shoshama Yudhi Chal Rak Al Mishu Shema Shabbos. So too, the name Shabbos is only Chal on someone who's a Shema Shabbos. He's a Shema Shabbos. That What are you? You're a Jew. Yeah, fine. But you keep Shabbos? He's a shemesh Shabbos. Shemalchus Shemayim bo lo oilam rak derech haShabbos. Because Malchus Shemayim, this Malchus Shemayim we're talking about, that is revealed in the world through the Am, that covered Shemayim, that only comes through Shabbos. But gam b'kol sheish yitzimim hu nikra shemesh Shabbos. Are you only a shemesh Shabbos on Shabbos? Right now, you're a shemesh Shabbos? You're not a shemesh Shabbos. But it's not Shabbos. How can you shemesh Shabbos? It's not about keeping Shabbos. It's about who you are in essence. Ani shemesh Shabbos. Oh, he's a shemesh Shabbos. He's kosher la'edus. He's machal Shabbos. He's posel la'edus, even on Wednesday. Yeah, but maybe he'll keep Shabbos next week. Saturday, then he'll be a shemesh Shabbos. But right now, who lo shemesh Shabbos? He's hagdara. He has a different definition of what it means. He's not being megale covered shemayim through Shabbos. So he's not a shemesh Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, he's not just a Yehudi, a Yud Kei Vav Kei with a Dalit in potential. Now he's actually the Shema Shabbos. The Shreira Lava Shechina, and the Shechina shines on him. Have a Behaib Apoil. That Hay, which is the in the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the Shabbos, that actualizes itself now. Vapani Meirim, and the light shines. Mare le kedushas Hashem is barach. That's a mirror, that light that shines out of a Jew's face on Shabbos. That's him being the mirror of that light that's coming down from the Shechina. So there's this deep relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Klal Yisrael is Megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world through Shabbos. That's all Malchus. Okay, Amati Lachas, there's a dvarim mod manyanim. And more relevant, or the kasher. But I think it's kedar slowly to go through it. It'll just, if you come away with 10 or 15% of your ideas of what's going on here with Shabbos and Malchus, slowly you'll see it starts developing. And we'll see that, see next week, we'll take it a bit further. See, they must speak what we did up to now is good. If you get just that, that's a big achievement. Okay, Beseda. So, we'll try and carry that on next week. What's next week? Next week's not Purim yet. No, okay, fine. Purim, we'll have a problem doing this. We'll have to maybe take a break. But Chaval, because Purim is really a day to learn this stuff. Anyway, Purim is the greatest gilui of Malchus Shemayim there is in the world. You don't get a bigger Hashor Shechina than you do on Purim. It's Yomasa Mashiach Purim. Anyway, we'll speak about Purim during the week, maybe a little bit. Okay. Take good care, good chaydesh, good Shabbos.
Shabbos, good chaydesh.
Good Shabbos, good chaydesh.
Go ahead.